Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a true life drama starring Mark Ruffalo, and it's called Dark Waters.
Mark Ruffalo is the main actor, and he is also the producer of this film. It's another Aaron Brockovich kind of story, very important, but somehow as serious as the material is about DuPont poisoning cattle and people as far back as 1975, it's not very entertaining.
Mark Ruffalo plays a conflicted corporate lawyer, and it's a very sincere social drama, and it's about these mysterious deaths and illnesses in a small community that was caused by the malfeasance of a major U.S. corporation. Ruffalo plays Robert Bellott, who waged a 20-year war with DuPont, and as a work of social activism, it's fine. As a movie, it's just modest and somber.
I agree with you. It's very grim. Makes me think twice about frying an egg on Teflon.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and in that case, it's very informative. But if informative is enough for you, then this movie probably is up your alley. But if you want to have a riveting drama, this is probably not the movie you want.
I absolutely agree. The one interesting part I saw was the teens skinny dipping in the waters outside of the DuPont plant. And this was way back in 1975. You fast forward to the future, and everyone's dying of cancer.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that really makes you angry. But at the same time, this is angry in the same way as watching perhaps a PBS special that will tell you that same information.
Yes.
As a movie, not so much.
I agree. It's definitely a film for our times. Chemicals last forever.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.